What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
Dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 220. Damn, that's a lot of episodes. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Fuck the police, man. Again, fuck the police. I'm sitting with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the corporate champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the Black A.C. Slater in the
building. What's good, man? I appreciate you being flexible today, Pause. Getting the show in where we can, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. Germ just worked a full 8-hour day.
Hey, man, listen, you can't brag about something you're supposed to do. It's all right, man.
Hey, man, okay. A lot of these cats listening to the show don't know what a full 8-hour day is. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's 9-hour day if you...
Nine hours.
An hour is lunch. I can't complain. It's the first time in my life I had a job where I get a whole hour for lunch. Like, that shit is amazing.
It's a little weird, though, right? Like, after
it is. Like, I can go home. Yeah. I can go take a shit, you know, because I refuse to take a shit at the job. Like, I refuse. Like, I never take a shit at a job I work at. I can't do it. Sorry.
Hey, shout out to Brokey McProperty. We was talking about that on Twitter. And she was like, she one of the people who could take home shits at work. And I don't understand. Like,
I can't do that.
Some people got to take their clothes off when they shit. And they do that at work. Like, I've come in the bathroom at work and seen pants on the floor. So I don't know how you do that, man.
Jesus. Whoa. Yeah. People take your pants off when you take a shit?
Some people get butt-ass naked when they take
Jesus
a shit.
Jesus Christ, who are these people? Why do you get butt-ass naked to take a shit?
Sounds ridiculous to me as well, sir.
Fro Nation. Y'all getting butt naked to take a shit?
Hey, man. So these people out here get butt ass naked, take a shit. The fuck? So you walk in, it's pants and shit on the ground at work. They done derobed. Like, they ain't even use the hook on the back of the door. They just like, fuck it.
I think my boy used to do that shit. Now that I think about it, because before when we used to work, you know what I'm saying, no homo, nothing, this is nothing, like nothing, like nothing, no think nothing. You know what I'm saying? After work, you know what I'm saying, we worked in a shop, so we used to change our clothes. And you know what I'm saying, he about to take a shit, he would always wash his hands. Before, like, he used to wash his hands before he used the bathroom, which I thought was when he like, yo, I just don't want to touch my dick with dirty hands. I'm just like.
Makes more sense than washing your hands afterwards, but go ahead.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying, you don't wash your hands either way, like, but you know, I don't know, you know. So, and then I think he used to be one of the butt naked shitters, man. God damn. I just don't, man, that shit feel weird. Like, even if I'm about to get in the shower, I still have clothes on and I have to take a shit. I can't do that. I'm sorry. This shit just feel weird.
It's odd, man.
Just like, you got too much space. I like to be confined into a shoulder, my knees shoulder width apart, because that's far as my drawers going to let my little legs go. Like, why y'all niggas need to be all cocked out? What are y'all doing? Like, oh, shit. Maybe I don't even shit on all man, so all right.
Hey, man, I know I'm not shitting on all man, so I don't know, man. You got these motherfuckers is weird. That's all I can say. You know, some people wrap the toilet paper around their hand and wipe.
I fold the toilet paper. I do toilet paper
in your hand, though, right?
And then two wet wipes, yeah, man.
Yeah, in your hand, but not around your hand.
I'm not doing it around the hand, because I mean, you might have some errors, and then you know this shit on your hand, man.
So, some people just leave a ball of ball of toilet paper in their hand, like they wipe their ass with a baseball of toilet paper.
Oh, they can't do that.
Dirty fingernails.
When you get your master's in shitting, sorry, because you know a lot about shitting positions and hand. God damn, you're the fucking shit. Guru, man, what's going on? First of all,
I shit at least twice a day. You know what I'm saying? You know, extra regular. But there's always these stupid interviews that float on my timeline, and I see this shit.
I forgot you got the whole nother life of the health world and everything, y'all. Yeah. They say if you eat three times a day, you should shit three times a day.
That's a lot. That's like if you eating all fiber, maybe. Really, like once a day is straight.
Once a day is straight, yeah.
Damn. Some motherfuckers are shitting once a week. Y'all need to go get that check.
Hey, yeah. Especially like women, they don't shit, but like every 2 days and shit. Like, this shit weird as fuck.
I've been married for 12 years, bro. My wife shits like once a week. I don't understand it.
Hey, man.
I don't get it. Like, I'm like, where are you sneaking and doing this? You got to be shit more than this, bro. And it'd be quick, too. Like, when what I go to the bathroom. Right, shitty podcast. I go to the bathroom, man. I'm doing my taxes. I'm catching up on old literature. I'm watching old TV shows.
That's why I hate niggas when fantasy football season is almost here. I hate niggas like, I don't have time for my fantasy. Nigga, do you take a shit once a week?
That's all you got to do.
Your fantasy.
That's it. You get to set up your whole. You can damn near set up your whole season.
I might can draft on the shitter.
Hey man, I go in there and relax. I go in there and relax, bro.
Hey, can I do a segue real quick?
Please do.
Nothing on the outline. Sorry, I just want to ask you a question. Give me your top five TV dads, bro.
Damn, I mean, out the blue like that.
Out the blue like that.
So,
all right, we're professionals. We're supposed to be able to come in. This is we professionals. Sorry, we're not.
But I'm horrible thinking on my feet for this show, though, right?
It's all right.
You just understand that. I'm just making sure you understand. So, Uncle Phil.
They don't have to be in any numerical order. You can just, boom, your top TV dads.
So, they're not going to all be quality. Uncle Phil. Al Bundy.
Mm.
What was Everybody Hates Chris Dad's name? Julius. I'm supposed to say Bill Cosby, right? But I can't bring myself to say.
Why you can't give Bill his props, man?
Bill, as a father, like other than providing
TV father,
he was an asshole though.
He taught him values. He was just like, look, we rich, but I ain't gonna let y'all niggas out there act rich.
He was an asshole to them kids, man. I don't know, man. He ain't let them use the car. So who I got? That's three.
He was the original bougie nigga. Like that was the first bougie black dad we had on TV, man. Like he was the opposite. Like Uncle Phil was rich, probably. Like that's, I think Uncle Phil. Who was richer, Uncle Phil or Bill Cosby?
I would have to say Uncle Phil. Like he was running for congressman and shit.
Okay, so who was richer, George Jefferson or Uncle Phil?
I gotta still say Uncle Phil though.
George Jefferson lived in New York City in a deluxe. Come on, man, this nigga had a butler in New York.
Yeah, but if you got land in California with a in Bel Air, California, with a butler?
And he had a dry cleaning business, man.
He had a dry cleaning business, but Phil was a lawyer. I think it's Uncle Phil, bro. And he took in an extra kid.
George Jefferson had a maid, too.
Yeah, but he ain't taking...
Look, he only had one kid. He was caking.
I see what you're saying. Like, you got one kid, you got more money to spend.
Good point.
Good point, man. But Uncle Phil had throwaway cars and shit. Like, they smashed the Beamer. He just went got another car.
George lived in New York. He didn't know what the car was. I'm just like, yo.
Hey, right in, man. Who has a higher cost of living, New York or California? Bel Air, California or New York City?
That shit ain't about even.
Look at their suits.
An apartment in Bel Air about the same damn thing.
Okay, so the best way to tell is the clothing. Uncle Phil used to stay G.
And George had a personal dry. Everything he wore was dry clean.
Of course, it's what he's supposed to do. But those are polyester suits.
He was crispier.
We got to go with GQ. GQ, you got to let us know who had the better suits. Don't go by the eras because 70s fashion was worse. But just figure out who spent more money. George did always have on a 3-piece suit.
Yes.
Uncle Phil used to cheat and wear just a jacket and sweaters and shit. George had 3-piece suits. It was vests. Yeah. You might be right, man. This might be George. But who did I give? I gave Uncle Phil. I gave Julius. Did I only give two?
You said Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, of course, he's a horrible dad, but, you know, I
got
to pick
Al Bundy was, look, I a lot of my parenting I got from Al Bundy. Like, Al Bundy was like, he was the man's man. He was the other side of the man. Like, he was, like, not the glitzy glamour father. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, he was a regular-ass dad.
Yes, regular as fuck.
He was a regular-ass dad. Now, he
creepy.
Might...
He just, like, yo, he didn't want to fuck his wife. Like, yo, Al Bundy was that nigga. He hated his kids. He hated his life. He was just like, yo, I go to work every day. Some bullshit at a job. Like, yo, I was like, yo, he was every man's. Like, yo, man. How funny is that guy, man?
I gotta go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The black Alex P. Keaton. So I gotta go with the dad on the Keatons on Family Ties. What was his name? Michael? He wasn't Michael, was he?
Man, you talking about, Oh, that's Growing Pains. Never mind.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Yeah, wrong show. And then, Damn, Damn, Damn. James.
Oh, okay.
James was a hard ass, but yo, he busts his ass for them kids.
Yeah.
So that's why I gotta go with it, man. Who you got?
Oh man. Of course Al Bundy. I'm going with Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil should be on everybody's list.
Agreed.
Let's see. Fathers. I'm gonna go with nah, I can't put him on the list. I like off Wonder Years, man. I like they dad, man.
He was a pushover, though.
No, he wasn't. He was an asshole.
Man, he used to talk tough. He would always give it in the end.
Then you got...
How did we not say Fred Sanford?
Was he, I mean, Lamont was too old, man.
He was still a dad.
Nah, fuck that. Lamont was no fucking kid.
He still got a father.
Shit. No. Like you say we don't count George, we can't count like and give me Sergeant Winslow.
Okay, now I was debating on Carl, but I didn't like Carl for real.
I didn't like Carl. He was too coony.
I think he was. He's a little herb ass motherfucker.
Okay, look, no disrespect to the dead, but they said him and Uncle Phil was messing around. Was
Come
that
on,
true?
Man, I don't think so, man.
That'd be weird as fuck.
That should have been a show. Like if they were doing that, they should have parlayed that into a TV show.
That was before the. If that would have been 2000, now, oh yeah, that would have been a great show.
They should have.
They could have came out and did all that.
Now we'll never know. Why we always got to get
Uncle Phil alive?
Nah, Uncle Phil dead, man.
I know Uncle Phil did.
Yeah, I don't know about Carl Winslow. But anyway, man, we all over the place this week. A lot of stuff that I saw on social media before we get to Corn Games, because I'm not ready for that yet. Everybody's been passing around on Facebook this top five list. Yeah, one of the things that I've heard pop up, we posted it on our Facebook page. We got no response. Thank y'all. We posted it on Twitter. Thank y'all for no response. So we're going to ask you here. People are saying that Big didn't have the catalog. Two albums, countless features, an entire record label. He ended and started many of those careers on Bad Boy. Let's be honest. But they're saying he don't have the catalog. Whereas M, who's got, what, 9-10 albums in? 2 diamond albums? Should be up there as the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this? Does the shortness of a career, the brevity of career, affect the same way as a long career with shitty material? Like LL Cool J has, what, 14 albums, 13 albums, and at least 10 of them are trash.
First slander of the week.
Kings of slander.
Ding, one.
It's at least 10 albums. Okay, maybe not 10. It's a hot 7 that are garbage. It's a hot 7.
You will not disrespect LL Cool J.
I can't forgive
him. It's not like he made a song with a country music singer.
You know what? And that's definitely tempering my slander this week. I don't know if I ever forgive him for that. But go ahead, man.
It's not like he got a facelift or nothing, man.
I'm just saying. We put away the cheese.
Not like he's been licking his lips for 30 years, man. This nigga got the no homo moistest lips in hip hop, man. Maybe in the world, man.
Singing with a bunch of niggas, R&B niggas, licking your lips with your leg up. I don't. Hey, man, look.
Hey, bro, I mean, when does this nigga get a CarMax motherfucking goddamn commercial?
He missed out on that.
Yes.
I just don't know. So which do they affect each other the same, and how do you feel about the M versus Big argument?
Okay, first of all, with Biggie, everybody say he doesn't have the catalog. Okay, it's not like the man fell off or he stopped making music. The nigga was killed, and I can't believe that. Man, you don't know what would happen. Well, I know this much. Every song the nigga made, the shit was hot. So why am I supposed to believe that he was going to get worse? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or he was on his way to him and Jay-Z starting their own label. You know what I'm saying? That's what was about to happen. He was about to get from up under Puffy. So people talk to him, man, Puffy would have him doing this. No, he wasn't. Biggie wasn't on that shit. He was trying to have his own shit. Hence, Junior Mafia, Lil' Kim. And you know what I'm saying? Charlie Baltimore, the Undies Records, Cameron. He was signing all them niggas. He was going to have his own label. So just think, all them niggas with Biggie, Biggie would have meant stop it, man. It would have been like Rockefeller just early.
It would have been more successful, too.
Exactly. And then, with Biggie, okay, for instance, let me do a little, I don't know what you call them things when you make a comparison or something, analogy.
Yeah.
people say Steph Curry the greatest shooter of all time, right?
Right.
How long he been doing it?
5 years. He's only been hot for two.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but it's safe to say he's the greatest shooter of all time, right?
For some people, not for me, but I hear you. I understand. But
the general consensus is he's the greatest shooter of all time. Right. That's what we hear, right? All
right.
So Biggie, he had two albums, some features. So why can't, from what we saw then, we say he's the greatest. His whole career is complete. So you can only judge him on what he did. You know what I'm saying? What he did was make great music. Like, every song was hot. I don't understand. Like, he don't have no wax songs. Party and bullshit. Yeah. But other than that, come on, man.
And even the song that I don't like, the song he did with Bone, I don't dislike it because of Biggie's part. I dislike it because of Bone. Yeah. I like it because of Bone. Biggie got on that motherfucker and start killing
it. Biggie crushed that shit. He showed versatility. That's why I was just like, Biggie could rap on everything, man. That's why I was just like, man, the nigga was nice.
But he now, nice. Using your same analogy, because we've had this discussion before in sports, how is it that Bo Jackson can't be considered as a top player when his career was cut short?
Well, when he was playing, like, with Bo, he really never played no full seasons. And that's all, they just saying, if he would have focused only on football, he would have did this.
So you're thinking that he didn't have the dominance when he played football like Biggie did?
Because he was playing both sports. And they're like, and it hurt him in both sports because he wouldn't choose to be, because I mean, he could have got better in baseball if he concentrated on baseball. And like in football, he could have, you know, if he played a full season, he might, you know, but his stats, like Bo Jackson, 4 years or whatever he played, 2,000 yards, you know what I'm saying? That ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't shit.
You ain't got to say it like that, though, man.
That nigga got, man, I don't give a fuck. So, all right, this nigga got 2,500 yards and like 20 touchdowns, nigga. Niggas do that in 1 year. Like, nigga, stop. Nigga, stop. Hey, man, no.
It just sounds disrespectful when you say it like that.
I'm just saying. I mean, he got hurt, rough. But he never played, like, you know what I'm saying? So with Bo Jackson, that's why they always say he's a great athlete. They ain't going to never say he's one of the greatest football players. They can't do it. College, yes. College, top three. Top three college players of all time. You got Bo Jackson, Tim Tebow, and Herschel Walker. Them the top three. You know, whatever way you have them, they got to be in your top three.
You're not putting Vince Young in there for that game, Texas.
Vince Young only had one good season. That's not a good college career, no.
You know, I live in Austin, so they swear on Vince Young.
Because they won a title. That's the only thing. But you probably still get free meals in Austin. Anywhere Vince Young eat free in Austin. You know what I'm saying?
He got a little restaurant down here, too, and they be going. Anytime you have a football conversation, they bring back Vince Young. I'm like, dude, who gives a fuck?
I mean, look, that was a great game. Like, he put a team on his back, though.
Right.
And he won that shit for his team. That was one of, you know, that was a great game. But, nah, niggas went to new. He was not, like, better than Timothy Richard Tebow. Sorry.
How do you think Bo would have been better, baseball or football, if he would have concentrated? Better baseball player, better than football?
Baseball, because in baseball, you got longevity. He had speed. Power, like he could have became a better hitter because Bo Jackson, career hitter, he was probably like 250, 260. Yeah,
he was right at 250, but he had a couple seasons with 20-plus home runs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He had the power. He had things that, you know, so baseball, I think he could have been better in baseball. But, you know, it would have been, because even after he got hurt, he was still all right in baseball. You know what I'm
saying? And I don't even think he played more than, like, baseball is 162 games. I don't think he even played 140.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think in any season he played 140. I mean, in one season, I don't think he played more than 140 games.
Oh, 140.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was putting up 20 and you know, two-something batting average with still 30 games left. Just saying. But so on that part, I agree with you. I get you with the Biggie part. But who do you think is better, Biggie or M? So I know you're going to kill M. M is dead as of you as 2003 for you, right?
Yeah, man, because he just wanted, after Lose Yourself, man, he wasn't hungry no more, so all right. And he lost that hunger. Like, when Eminem was hungry, like, I swear to you, man, 2003, you came to me, I would be like, yo, man, Eminem, man, he was top five. Like, he was top five in 2003. But now he just fell off. Like, it's just, he out there doing it, and he's not inspired no more. And, yeah, he's still out there saying all these little words and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some of them, like, I mean, y'all think that shit hot, man. Whatever, man. That shit is not hot. So, you know, the rap god is not hot. Eminem is not hot now. The nigga is just out there doing bullshit. And somebody need to call him out on it. Y'all won't. I will.
He's always had the lyrical dexterity, been able to flip syllables. But he ain't always said a bunch of shit that was dope.
Yeah, just because you flipping syllables don't mean like you ain't saying nothing. Like okay, that's cool. But what are you saying? Like you just said a whole bunch of words that meant nothing. Like that's why I don't like Raekwon. Because Raekwon just be rapping. Like he just be saying words. I mean, the last sentence don't have nothing to do with the sentence before. And I just be like, what the fuck are you saying? Yeah, it rhymed, but what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, you know, don't get me started on the woo. You know how I feel about the woo.
But I've been having some serious debate. Niggas was like, they really saying M is better than Biggie. And I'm just like, how can y'all say that? Maybe y'all just young. Then I was just like, maybe y'all just niggas young. But I just, nobody, because it's a reason why Billboard name, like, say what you want about Billboard. Only thing they got right, they had the greatest rap of all time. Number one was Biggie. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I couldn't argue with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's right.
Yeah. If you consider everything, you know, people impact, fucking charts, you know, pop shit like that, quality of material, it's got to be Big. It's got to be Big. How else can it not? Like, if you say Jay-Z got some bullshit albums. So his score got to go down because he got some albums that's a miss.
And Jay-Z is the most consistent rapper of
ever. Definitely the most consistent rapper. Like, there's a whole decade.
For 20 years. Yeah. You got it. 20 years. Like, nobody has done that.
So you can't hate on Jay. He got the impact, and I get it.
Most successful, most, you know what I'm saying? He's the most successful rapper of all time. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if we call talking about success, Jay-Z number one.
With no diamond album. No diamond album, but he get the platinum out the gate. He's got tons of platinum albums.
It's platinum off of hearsay.
Like, Jay dropping the album, copped. That's just pretty much how it goes. You got Eminem, who he got the skills, I guess, whatever. But he's got a lot of albums that don't make sense. And somebody said that Eminem is hurt because he's white. I think that helped him. Because if Eminem was black, he's Tech N9ne.
He's cannabis.
Okay, he's better than cannabis.
No, cannabis and Eminem is the same rapper.
I can't go that far. I can't go that far. At least content wise, him and Tech N9ne rap some of the same shit at points. Cannabis was on a whole nother weird camels on the
Eminem
moon.
Look, Eminem, listen. Slim Shady LP, not Slim Shady, the Marshall Mathers LP and Eminem Show, two dope albums. Classics. Right. Classics. Dope. I'm saying it. Eminem got two classics. That's it. Nigga said Eminem got four classics. Bitch, where?
Yeah, what for?
What he tell me some recovery? No, it's all right like that shit.
I like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I call it classic. It's a dope album. I ain't give it a classic. Hell, ain't nobody listen. Like, you don't even hear those songs played on radio anymore. So it definitely can't be a classic. Shady LP. I think a lot of you motherfuckers is putting that over just because it's the first time y'all heard M. That album's not that dope. The beats are trash. The entire album has trash beats. The entire album. So I'm just saying, y'all doing the most. I saw a lot of respect for Black Thought. I saw a lot of respect for Rakim. I saw a lot of respect for the usual suspects. You know what I'm saying? I saw somebody's list and they put Lil Jon in the top five.
Who?
Exactly.
Lil Jon didn't even rap. He chants.
Nigga, they put Lil Jon in the top five.
The Kirk Franklin of hip hop.
I saw a lot of Lil Jons. I saw a lot. Well, not a lot. I saw one Lil Jon. I saw a lot of Scarface. I didn't see that much Snoop, which actually shocked me. That's you and Easy like to talk about Snoop being
Snoop was the greatest. He was the best rapper in the game around about 90, right before Biggie took it from Snoop. Snoop like was 93? Snoop had the crown. Yeah, Snoop was the man from 92-93. Snoop was the guy.
Hey, he came in and did his thing, man. But as far as I'm concerned, it's Big over him. It's got to be Big over him. The fact that Big's last, his only two projects are better than M's last four?
Last three? Seven? Last nine? Like, how many projects Eminem got? How many he got?
I want to say he only got like six.
Okay, well, official Big albums. Better than all six of them.
I want to say he's only got six, but, you know, if I'm quoting numbers, then they're probably wrong, so y'all have to look that up yourselves.
One, beat-wise, you know, Eminem always going to have a couple of whack tracks. Like, beat-wise, just going to be whack shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. That people don't understand. You cannot take a beat off the song and just listen to the lyrics. You can't do it unless you buy an acapella album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're like, what the fuck is he saying?
Yeah, because the beat garbage. I'm sorry. I got to deduct points. I got to.
Which is probably why a lot of these rappers that are on people's lists, people are like, Talib had a lot of sleepy ass beats. He got bars. But you don't want to hear some Talib? Bars, hey, just saying. Nobody had women listed. I don't know if I'm upset about that.
Dub did.
Who did he list?
Nicki.
Nicki who?
Nicki Minaj.
In his top five?
He had Nicki Minaj. He like a rapper he secretly likes or something he think bet something. He had Nicki Minaj.
Let me read. Well, yeah. It depends on what he's talking about.
Hold on. Let me go. I'm going to look at the thing. I'm going to quote him correctly.
Because that shit is kind of wild. It couldn't have been. Like, maybe rapper he secretly likes. But you can't bang Nicki in the ride.
Like her. He just said she's underrated. My bad.
I mean, is she underrated or did she put herself in that situation?
Like, I mean, she had to get paid.
Right, so that was a choice she made. That's a conscious effort to do what you did. That's why people don't consider you. I guess if we're talking about music, we should bring up one more music topic. It's kind of related to music, only because she was dancing. Sasha Obama was at a concert. Looked like she was at a concert with Bryson Tiller, too. And she was dancing and had a little midriff shirt on and was twerking, and the fucking internet lost its mind. She instantly became a thought in the whole. Is that fair? Is it fair to say that shit because it's on social media, or is it fair game because it's the president's daughter?
Fair game because it's the president's daughter, man.
Damn. So I mean, it's just she can't go out and have fun.
Oh yeah, she can go out and have fun, but you know, it's just people gonna look at that and be like. People don't understand, man. Normal people like you and I, all right, we don't understand what it's like to live in a bubble like that. Like, people think just, you know, this is, like, I couldn't imagine. Like, I see the TV shows, how the little kids in the White House like to sneak out and do little normal kid shit. So, I mean, what's wrong with being a kid? Like, people that's complaining and saying, shaming her and shit, they kids probably doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the difference between your favorite porn star and then the girl across the street is probably just footage.
Exactly.
So you gotta slow down, man. And she was just dancing. Like, you can't dance.
I can see if she would had a nigga behind her, she was throwing it back or something like that. Yeah, but I mean, just dancing. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, man. She's, what, how old is she? 16, 17?
17. I think she's going to Princeton next year or some shit. Like,
god dang.
Like, wow. She's good. Like, why y'all mad? She's going to Princeton, has free healthcare for the rest of her life.
Yeah, your fucking kid going, thinking about going to community college. Out there going to the club, you know what I mean? Clubbing every night since graduation.
She's doing better than you. She's doing better than your kid, man. Just let them live, man.
Let them live, man.
These other president's daughters, we don't even know what the fuck they're doing. So, you know, y'all just got to slow down sometimes, man. Shit. We talked about social media. We got into this text conversation the other day, and I saw it, and I didn't know how to respond because I didn't know this shit is real. Like, they're actually doing subscriptions to people's Snapchats.
Yes, private Snapchat. People open up another Snapchat, and they call it a private Snapchat, and you can pay for access.
So what am I getting with this? First of all, am I paying like $10 one time for a Snap?
$20 for a month or whatever. It might just be $20. It might be a one-time, fee. You pay $20. Some chicks got a monthly rate.
So you sign up for the Snapchat. That means she's going to give you so many snaps per month of her. Is she fucking?
I mean, whatever. It's wilding out. Like, I done heard about something like girls might be in the shower or they'll pick up their little toy and be like, yo, you know, they'd be on regular Snap and be like, yo, join my private Snap. And they're sending their little whatever Google Wallet link or whatever and DM me for the stuff. Like, girl, they'd be on there twerking on their private Snap naked. I mean, women are, there's no reason for a woman to be broke these days, man. You broke and you a woman, you crazy. You got a money maker in your phone. All these chicks doing this Connect Pal thing now, and dudes are actually paying for. I mean, it's all right. So the question is, would you pay money for a private Snap?
Fuck no. No.
No.
First of all, it's Snapchat, which means this shit's gonna disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So you already throwing money away, literally. Second of all, Snapchat is what, 15 seconds tops?
8, 10, something like that, yeah.
So that shit is going, and it's going quickly. Third of all, why am I paying for it to see anything nowadays? There's the internet. You're on the internet. Open another window, and you can find all the shit you want for free.
But this is your favorite, like, for instance, I love Ghetto Barbie. That's her name.
Ghetto Barbie?
Yeah, Ghetto Barbie. And she's ratchet, and she thick as fuck. So she got a regular Snap. She got a private snap. So on private snap, sometimes she's like, yo, I'm about to get in the shower. Go on my private snap. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to look her up right now. Like G-H-E or G-E?
G-H-E-T-T-O Barbie. If you look up on Instagram, I think it's I Hate Ghetto Barbie is her name on that one.
Damn. So I'm looking up Ghetto Barbie now. Is Vic?
What are you on, Instagram?
I'm on Snap.
Oh, our Snap is, hold on. You can find it easy on,
I can find it easy on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I don't know who the fuck this was. I just added.
But our Snap is on Ghetto, on Snap is I Am Ghetto Barbie.
All right, so let me go. Because that's definitely not the right one. We're doing this shit live for y'all, people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to... Vic, if you listen to the show, I'm going to delete you. I didn't know. Didn't know that was you, sir or ma'am. Whatever the fuck's going on there. Ghetto Barbie. I Am Ghetto Barbie.
I am.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's no videos, or at least it ain't a load. It usually loads. So on IG is what?
I Hate Ghetto Barbie. This all one word.
She hate herself. All right, whatever works. I'm just trying to get a picture of the chick that you. So you would pay?
No. I mean, Ravy Loso, I'd pay. Well, okay. If she had a private snap, I would pay.
Ravy Loso is amazing.
That picture that picture I sent you, she put it up and she took it down. Then she put it up again, she took it down again. So I'm wondering, like, why she take it down? And BZ like, I'm going to put it on my page and I'm tagging her. And I said, no, don't do that, BZ. Like, why not? I said, man, because, she shouted us out. She cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas be putting pussy on the pedestal. He's like, I can't believe you, man.
Okay, so Ghetto Barbie's definitely up Germ's alley.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't pay for this?
Nah, I say enough on her regular snap for free.
Okay, well then.
Look, there's videos online. Look, there's videos online. So I'm like, yeah, I done seen everything.
She fucking her own shit up. All right. Yeah, I think Ravy Loso, I would probably have to debate that one.
Winnie Munoz.
I don't know who these people are.
Mm.
Ravy Loso, I would definitely have to debate. Like, I might, one time fee, I might pay.
Yeah, if she say $20 one time fee, she didn't get that for me. I wasted $20 for my life on scratch offs.
Yeah, that's true. We just spent $20 on a bunch of shit that didn't work. You go to KFC the wrong time of day, that's $20 you wasted.
Goddamn, it's all right.
Hey, I'm saying, man. Speaking of fat people shit, a habit I got into with KFC lately is ordering like a 3-piece dark, extra crispy, and just eating the skin.
First of all, you're a savage for ordering dark meat. Ill.
Racist.
I only like the wings, man. That's it, man. Give me the wings, man. I don't eat no other piece of the chicken. So if I come to your house, King John, come to your house, and you frying some chicken or you got some chicken, and you give me the leg, the thigh, or the breast, I'm looking at you funny. I'm saying, yo, take the bullshit off my fucking plate. Then another thing, I don't eat nobody's chicken they cook at their house anyway. I don't eat house chicken. I can cook chicken and I won't eat it.
So you can only buy fast food chicken?
That's only, hey, I will only eat chicken for Publix. Yeah. Shopping is a pleasure. Popeyes, churches, KFC. Yeah, I only eat fast food chicken.
No, boneless. None of that boneless shit.
I eat boneless chicken, but bone in. Like, I really don't like bone in chicken unless it's the wings. That's it. That's all I mean is the wing, bro. That's it.
Well, it should get a little weird when you're trying to eat the bone in chicken and get around the top of that motherfucking meat.
Yeah, like, I don't eat chicken like a savage. Like, you see some people that clean the bones and shit. I'd be like, man, come on, we free now. We ain't got to eat like that.
You stupid, man.
I mean, you know, you see how people just be just like, just eating a bone. I've seen actual niggas bite the bone like a fucking dog and suck the marrow. I'm like, what the fuck? Hey. Like, yo, how much money do you make? You only pay $6 for that chicken. God damn. You're
getting all the flavor out, the essence of the chicken.
Hey, motherfucker be like, man, you just wasted all that chicken. Man, look how that meat on that chicken. I'm like, bro, that's the top, man. I'm not eating that shit.
Hey, man, I hear you core that motherfucker like an apple. It'd be meat on the top and bottom. Around the middle, that's it.
My mama posted a picture on her Facebook one day. We went and got some wings and shit. And when she came in town, she was like, mine and theirs. You know, like, she showed her. Like, I was just like, that's why I was like, we free now. We ain't got to eat like that. Like, shit.
You ain't got to do
that. Like bullshit. A damn Haitian.
You ain't got to do that bullshit. So we both.
Africans now. Africans, like, the Africans eat
stop.
The bones.
We not. Don't do that.
Bro, they eat the
don't
bone.
Don't do that, man. It's the wrong time, man. We can't.
Next time you see African eat chicken, nigga, admire that shit.
Stop it, man. You got to do better than that, man. We got to unite. We can't slander the black people right now. So that brings us to the next topic, right? That brings us to Corin Gaines, finally. This situation is weird because...
Very weird.
I keep hearing people... Of course, everybody's a therapist now. Watching that video when she got pulled over. She obviously got mental problems, and that's not right.
She does.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So the next thing that came out was that she did have mental... Apparently, she had mental issues because of lead poisoning in the water system.
Jesus Christ.
Right. The water in Baltimore is apparently also fucked up with lead. And a lot of our black men are not defending her because she was quote-unquote crazy and because she had a weapon. So just in the past, this happened on, was this Monday?
Monday.
So this happened on Monday. Between Monday and today, we're recording the show on Thursday. There have been four other stories I showed on my Facebook where white men have either had a weapon or shot at or shot a cop and made it to the car safely. No gun wounds. Yeah. Nobody's dead. And that's where I have a problem with it.
I have a problem with the story because it said the officers, the SWAT team, whatever. Now, first of all, you come to serve a warrant for traffic ticket. Like, when do they bring the SWAT team for a traffic ticket? Maybe the police came earlier and then whatever, and then they called. Like, you're executing a warrant for a SWAT team and a domestic violence.
So
like,
That's what I was about to say. The story was that they had her had the traffic ticket, and the dude apparently had an assault charge or some shit
against her. You know what I'm saying?
So they showed up. They first got the landlord who was supposed to give them the key. The key didn't work, so they kicked the fucking door in. So already, if I'm inside the house, I got a weapon out. You kicked my door in.
Okay, and then they say the cop fired first, and then she shot back. She shot a couple times, and then she had a Mossberg shotgun. So you ain't, how many shots you can get out of that? Two maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
That's it. So they fired first, boom, then she returned fire, then they shot her some more. And I'm just like, so you a SWAT team, that first shot you hit her with, she wasn't no big girl. Like,
Not only that, she did the shooting with her phone and her baby.
Yeah, they said she's holding the baby in her arm, the gun in another. You know, of course the people coming out saying she used her child as a shield. I don't know about all that.
Did you see how much she loved her son?
Exactly.
Why the fuck would she put him in front of her?
Exactly.
At a cop that shot first. That doesn't even make sense.
It shot the kid too. The kid caught a little shrapnel.
And so on top of all of this, why is it that when it becomes this situation with this chick, with another black female, we decide that the cop story makes sense?
Yeah, it don't. And then they tell me they're not sure if she shot the kid or the police officer did. Now watch the shit gonna come out. The bullet that was in the kid was from her gun. Watch they gonna say something.
Of course it was. They probably shot him after they shot her. You know what I'm saying? Man. But here, at the end of the day, if there are cases where people are shooting cops or shooting civilians and they're making it to the car alive, there's no reason for her to be dead. There's no reason for her to be dead. Y'all used an explosive robot to kill a motherfucker in Dallas, but the other bombers and other theater shooters got escorted to the car. Like, there's some kind of weird precedent and length that y'all will go to when it's a person of color that's doing anything. And I'm just tired. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of seeing dudes try to split hairs. Y'all fought to the death about what Mike Brown did and didn't do. Y'all see one video of her questioning the cop. Because she didn't comply, she must be crazy. And she ain't worth defending. Her black life didn't matter. Y'all motherfuckers are special kind of stupid. I said this shit on Facebook. Some of y'all motherfuckers would have been in the back of the bus telling Rosa to bring her ass to the back so you can get home to your kids. Use a bitch. All you motherfuckers who are doing that shit, use a bitch, man. I feel like this is probably a good spot to get our music break in.
We got an artist out of Houston, Texas, by the name of Cal.
Houston, Texas, in the
Houston, mountain. Texas, baby. So no, they don't say baby already. I done came down. Now I'm in the town.
Everything ain't chopped and screwed.
Slow down, swinging in the Lexus. Man, I'm in Texas. Anyway, my name is Cal. He's got a project out, Feels Like Home. That's the name, the title track that we're going to play here on the Frocast for you. Listen to the song. Tell us how you like it. We do have a post on the site. You can check it out. It'll be up there for a while because, you know, we do business like that. So just check it out. Tell us what you think. Comment about it. Let us know how you feel about the song.
That's Cap, what we do,
Feels
man.
Like home. Play it for us, all right. DJ, it's all right.
We're going to play this music. We'll be back. Finish off the show. Talk about some TV talk. Keep it 100. Winners and losers. You know how we do. We'll be back. NappyAfro.com.
Yeah. This feels like home. Now this, that Southside, G shit, cap low, lean shit. Way back in them porch steps, we talk shit and we mean it. That low low, creep shit, moms know but ain't seen it. Get baited, 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 baited. Man, my whole team lit. This shit sounding so H-Town. Sun up, pace down, volume high, bass down. Let it flow, don't chase now. It's going down that downtown. Rockets all in my skyline. Rolo throw that alley-oop and I'm coming up off that baseline. Nigga, summertime, we too cool. Weather never get too cool. Wintertime don't last long. Throw a hoodie on and I'm too through. Got a plan that's foolproof. Spit shit till my tooth loose. When the city lights got the night right, let the sun up, let the roof loose. Tooth though, I ain't got no worry shit. Roll slow when I do roll. Feeling good and I'm too clean. Switch scenes like Mike Otters. I came down, wreck shop. Guess that mean I go hard. Is my chick bad? Too mean. What the hell would I switch for? Selfie? Nigga, please. That's what I got your bitch for. She swerve around in 16. Ride around that inner city. Young just don't give a fuck shit. She's brought that finger with me. Even if I ain't in it, shit. Man, I love my city. It's just. My time don't waste time, ain't got time, we make time. And sometimes that take time, but they don't like it unless it's new. They don't wanna say my name, guess it hurt to tell the truth, huh? But you know I got it in me, I'm gon' get it by committee. We can take the city with me, headed east down at I-10. B&T my birthplace, rolling through that north side where it all started in the first place. Nigga 2-4, 5-0, shit sharp but we strive ho. Some fam gone but we live homie shit. We don't fuck with no 5-0. So cold I can do with my eyes closed. And I'm fucking up shit like a pothole. Nigga south side, roll slow. Candy dripping like a snot nose. Blue Island, plenty hoes. Hit the spot, got chills. I hop, 2 live. Waffle House, my eyes closed. But I ain't tired, I'm too wide. Gotta fuck something before I go home. What's popping over at baby crib? In the spot where your baby live. Hit the text, on the way, out of the sun here. Till next time we done here, nobody know what we done here. Then the next day with the fam, catch up on the latest. My niggas too ill, marijuana medicated. No, I'm about it, if you bought it, if you got it. Hit my phone, I'm just all up in my zone. Man, this shit just feels like home, man. Shit just feel like home, man, I'm all up in my zone, hold on. Hey. That's it, right, Bruce?
Hey, man, I kind of like that song, bro.
Yeah, I told you the song, though. I like that song.
It's different. You know what I'm saying? The bass on that motherfucker is not playing. So I don't know how y'all listen to this. If you got beats, you got some sign houses, or if you're doing the car trip, hey, the bass on that motherfucker is not a game. So props. Hey, I like that bass, man. Hey, and props for, you know, a cat coming out of Houston doing the music and then not being chopped and screwed. I listened to that Slim Thug mixtape that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way to go, Cal. That's all I can say, man. Way to go, Cal, man. And speaking of mixtapes, before we get to TV talk real quick, are there any new artists that you rocking with lately? Because I've been playing the shit out of Dave East and Don Tripp.
Okay, yeah, Don Tripp, I like him. I've been fucking him for a minute. Ever since that letter to the little baby mom song.
Yeah.
But I ain't like it when they put CeeLo on it. I like the original, like the dirty YouTube version, nigga, where he just stepped in the booth and recorded that shit. That was the best one. And then, Letter to My Son or something. Yeah, I forgot the name of it. But new artists, man, I just be listening to the radio, XM, and so I hear like a lot. It ain't really one guy keyed in on. I'm still stuck on my guys, you know what I'm saying? I still throw the Cole in. You know me, I'm trapped in the 90s. early 2000s ass nigga. That's me.
Yeah, which kind of shocks me. Because you kind of rock with the Team Young Niggas for a while, but you've been on that...
I can't, but a lot of the young nigga shit now is just too ignorant. I can't fuck with, like, Little Yachty's and...
Oh, my God, that shit's so bad.
Little Uzi Vert shit. I can't... Some of that shit, man... You know, they say your boy Ray Schmimmer got an album coming out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Niggas like, they say that first album was pretty good, though. I just can't get into it.
I don't listen to these young cats, man. Davies is about the youngest one that I've heard lately. Denzel Curry got a couple songs. He got that one song that's going crazy on the internet right now. That I am the one, the son, the whatever the fuck he be saying. Yeah. Everybody's playing that shit. It's a dope little cut. But that Davies, man, Don Tripp, that's pretty much what I'm on right now. I fuck
song
with
of the summer. You got a song of the summer yet? It's all right.
Summer's not almost... yet, man, because it's hot as fuck. So it's too hot for songs, motherfucker. Get your ass in the house and turn on the AC. The AC of the summer. It's 100 degrees down here.
Yeah, a lot of projects gonna be dropping this month. You got like 2 Chainz. A lot of shit coming out this month. 2 Chainz, Fabulous.
Are we still checking for 2 Chainz though?
2 Chainz, he like Beezy said he the king of Atlanta. All
right. Well, damn, that's fucked up.
I asked him. I said, "Damn, I mean, no, excuse me." Beezy said he the king of the South.
Of the South?
Yes, he said that's what because I was like, "How he the king of South? He ain't even the king of Atlanta." Beezy said, "Hey, the nigga is the king of the South."
Hey man, I don't argue with Beezy on music knowledge. Beezy said it must be true, and that's not even me being facetious. I don't argue with that motherfucker. He listens to everything. How can I argue with him when he listens to everything?
Yep.
So he said it must be true. I just didn't know how far the South had slid, though. Because what didn't we just talk about 2 Chainz being broke, like, 20 episodes ago?
No.
He said no. We were talking about this shit, how he fell off.
2 Chainz? No, not 2 Chainz, bro.
Hey, man, because what was 2 Chainz? I know 2 Chainz, I ain't listening to the shit.
2 Chainz is like, he might be at his more popular level right now than ever.
What, on Viceland?
Dog, that's look, he done crossed over.
He stay on Viceland.
That man, look, man doing TV shows, like he be on, man, that man be on, was it Nancy Grace? Like, come on, man, 2 Chainz the man.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. 2 Chainz is king of the
city,
South.
Boy.
I still don't understand that one, but props to 2 Chainz, man. Anyway, man, TV talk, TV shows this week, man, what's popping? Talk to the people, bro.
Oh, man, this week, man, we had Power. We had, which was, you know,
Powers is getting to some fuckery again. Like I told you this shit before.
Kanan back though, man. How you gonna get mad at that, man?
But I'll say so. Kanan's back, but he's living with a cop who's gay from his childhood. That's got some side shit going. Like, it's too much, man. It's starting to feel like fucking Empire.
Nah, I'm not gonna say that, man. But Kanan, man, it's just like, I like last episode, to be honest with you, man. Because, you know, I like Kanan's character, man. Because Kanan funny as fuck. Now he getting hooked on lean.
Kanan on that shit.
Yes.
He still burnt up and damn near getting pussy.
Yes. The girl trying.
I'm like, she's trying to fuck with the old burnt up dude right now. He still got raw patches of skin.
But old girl told him to do it, though. She was just like trying to get some information out of him.
Yeah, that whole shit was weird. And then, oh girl, now I think that if they carry on with her, the cop, if they carry on with her, what was her name? Jukebox or some shit like that?
Which one? Tell me the cousin?
Yeah, her name was Jukebox or some shit, the dirty cop.
Yeah.
If they keep her in, she could be interesting because she treacherous.
Yeah, she is, and she's cold-blooded.
That motherfucker came in, she was like, well, who killed him? Who killed your son? He's like, well, I did it. And she was like, well, shit, he had to go. I was like, damn!
Yeah, she was just like, hey, did what you had to do.
But then how is Ghost's wife going to be back kicking it with Tommy? Like, I don't like that shit.
They have a common enemy, man, Ghost.
But how did he get there? She was riding for him the whole time. You just dropped the kids off at the mistress house. Hey, and now you like, fuck Ghost?
Yeah, man, they got to cook, man. You know, Tasha love the streets, man. She love that street shit, Tommy in the streets, and she gravitate to her. She don't like Ghost trying to get her to go clean. She ain't want that, man. She love that street life, that fast buck, and that's her whole life. And now she about to get fucked up because Holly got to go, bro. Holly got to go.
Holly should have been gone.
Golly, man. They sent her away and she come back. She is a cockroach, man. You got to get rid of Holly.
And what was she trying to do with his money? What was she trying to do with Tommy's money?
Try to run off Cash's money?
Yeah,
like
she's trying to dip.
And then, oh my gosh,
she's trying to dip, man. That's a dirty bitch, bro. That's a dirty bitch, man. She got to go. But the rest of the episode, like, the fact that Ghost Son took a gun all of a sudden, like, all that shit is weird to me. It seems a little extra. Like, you added the drama because he ain't never do no shit like that. How many guns did Ghost have in the house? How many people came into the house had guns?
Yeah, but in the funny part in that whole situation was, like, Ghost didn't want to take none of the blame for his son rambling through her shit. Like, first of all, like, what is he doing in my room? He tells me, he kids. That's what kids do. No, that's not an excuse. He's fucking 14, 15. Like, right. I can see if he was going through the panty drawer or something. This man was going, like, stop.
At the top of the closet. And then got a gun and then rolled out with it. Like, what? That doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
Because he didn't ramble through Ghost House.
Exactly.
He didn't go through none of this shit at home because he knew better.
Exactly.
But all of a sudden, he get over here and he lose his mind. It's just weird, man. I ain't like none of that shit. That shit is odd to me. But per usual, I'll be watching next week anyway.
Of course you will, so
all right. What the fuck happened? They got the dirty cop that should have got fired. Did he get fired?
He either got reassigned somewhere else or did he get fired? I don't know.
He like a little crackhead now on the side stalking.
Yeah.
That shit is weird.
He must have got fired because or suspended or something, because when he went and hollered at the other cop. Okay, yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, but he was in the precinct. Like, all this shit is weird, bro. It's like he just got reassigned and he got a slap on the wrist. All this shit is weird, man. And they started to do too much. But I'm going to watch next week. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to watch. I didn't watch Suits. I still ain't watched Suits yet. You want to tell the people about Suits?
Suits just got renewed for a 7th season, man. This shit is weird, man.
They dragging it out. And they got a black lead, right?
You can say that.
I say it's pretty interesting. She's been on there from jump 7 seasons, so.
Yeah. But see, this is my whole thing, though. This season was supposed to be the last one, so now, like, he in jail. Like, this is weird. Like, what else do you have to... Nah, man.
Oh, so this wasn't a well-thought-out 7th season. This is the show still popular.
Nah, this is the most, you know, because it came in, this was the final season, and now they renewed it for a 7th. So that was like, so now they knew some, man, this is bullshit. They could at least fast-forward at the time while he was in jail or did, like, the first show and then, like, hey, 8 months later, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, 2 years later and just progress time, you know what I'm saying, but they ain't have to. Now they're gonna draw it out, man. It's disgusting.
So then maybe what they'll do is they'll finish this season, then season 7 will be a prequel to everything. Well, maybe they'll do some shit like Better Call Saul. Maybe they'll take it back a little bit or something. I don't know, man. I need to start watching it, but you know.
Yes, please, so they can end the show.
It's too late, man. 7 seasons in, I don't have any power.
Damn it!
My power is like 2 seasons. If you 2 seasons or less, and I jump on the bandwagon, it's over. But, you know, 7 seasons, they're gold. There's nothing I can do about that shit. Speaking of shows that I'm catching up on, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Did you ever watch that show?
Of course.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's a good improv show.
Improv?
Yes.
What do you mean improv?
They don't write scripts. They just go with the flow.
Nigga, that show's got like 11 seasons.
I know, and it's all improv.
God damn.
That's why sometimes it be funny and sometimes you just, you know, because it's just, they just go with the flow, ain't no writing.
Damn, that's a nice check. You show up to work and just do what you want and leave and get paid. That's not bad. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's a good little show.
Ballers. I've seen the one with somebody was shitting all over the place and they're trying to figure out who was doing it.
I just watched that one the other day. I was at work. I was like, what the hell? This motherfucking just random turd showing up. This shit was so weird. But I fucks with that show, man. It's a pretty good way to pass time at work. I didn't know it was all improv, though. So that's pretty damn cool. Ballers, another whack show. It's another whack show. That's 3 shows.
Man, I like Ballers.
3 shows in a row that's whack for Ballers, bro.
It is. All right, you like nothing, man.
Maybe that's what it is, man. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but Ballers is about to get put off my list, man. The best part of the episode was Ricky getting signed by the Saints. That was it.
I mean, the whole little courted, you know, and then the whole Spencer and dealing with, you know, what's your boy name? The big old kid.
You know, I don't know the names. The fucking defensive lineman.
Yeah, to play for the Cowboys. Just like him, just, man, that was a good solid episode, man.
And his dumb ass, he done got cut.
You think so?
Yeah, the dude hung up on him.
He ain't cut him. He's probably upset with him.
That nigga hung up on him, bro. I think he got cut. So that'll be the drama for the rest of the season. Because this whole season is about struggle for Spence. So that's what they're going for, man. But the episode was whack. Wasn't feeling it. Props to Ricky for getting signed by the Saints. If he took the job, I guess, but he didn't sign on the dotted line yet. So props to that. But the rest of this shit, whatever. I'm gonna watch again next week because that's what we do. But I'm not feeling the rainbow, man. These two shows, I'm not getting them, man. I'm gonna keep watching though, but I'm not getting them, man. What else are you watching? You still watching Ray Donovan or something, right?
Yeah, watch Ray Donovan. That got pretty good. Mickey took the rap. He's in jail. So everybody check out Ray Donovan on Showtime. It's a pretty good show, like I said. Don't want to tell you too much. Doc is in the building, so all right.
What's going on, Doc? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Queen Jeremy, how about you? Representing. I'm good, man. You know, trying to hold down this show for the people. Are you watching the shows with Jeremy? Are you watching Ballers and Suits?
And every now and then, Ballers Up.
See? I told you.
Ballers. She, listen, this, I told you. She watched. Is QVC.
It doesn't matter. I know what's quality.
You don't even like Walking Dead.
Walking Dumb.
You don't like Game of Thrones.
And that's just some food right there.
Okay, now. See? I was on your side until you didn't like Game of Thrones. Like
It's okay for weirdos. I understand. But, some of us, our minds don't work like that. And that's
some of us. The majority of us watch Game of Thrones.
Okay. Why that there are 10% of the people in this world at all. On my team. So, what does that mean?
That means
we are special people.
Yeah, y'all special.
100% of the Fro Nation watches Game of Thrones, so you can't slam 100%. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay, but when y'all talking about mythical creatures and crap, I just can't get with that. It's just not in my realm of reality.
It's not, but that's the thing. It's not reality. It's a TV show.
And like, y'all are the same kind of people who question the parables in the Bible. But then still, y'all watch this garbage, and y'all think that's just wonderful. It's just awesome.
It's TV. But watching Game of Thrones, I don't have to go give up 10% of my income.
Just like you don't have to give up 10% of your income if you come to church either.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, but that's between you and God. I have no control over that. Paying the cable people so that you can watch Game of Thrones.
Absolutely. That's a service.
What you giving the church?
I'm not giving the church nothing.
Exactly. So that $100-something?
I'm not giving them nothing.
I can see HBO 24 hours a day.
Right. You can go to church 2 hours a day and that's what you want to do.
No, I can't.
Get somebody church over all the time.
But I can't get nothing. I can't walk out. What I'm going to walk out with?
The presence of the Holy Spirit.
But you know what's even allegedly better? The presence of The Wire. You know what I'm saying? I can sit there and watch The Wire.
You know, I'm out.
No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke for the Fro Nation. But don't let King Durham and your husband get confused. These two different characters.
Man. We're just playing a role here.
You said it right. Characters.
We just here getting our checks.
King Durham is the person I play on the internet. Mm-hmm. Your husband is somebody that loves you.
So King Jerome don't love him?
Yes, King Jerome loves you, but he's not. He's a fictional character. When I say keep it 100, I don't be keeping it 100 because King Jerome ain't even keeping it 100. King Jerome's a 23-year-old dude, you know what I'm saying?
You 23? You 23 this week?
Yes.
Speaking of keeping it 100, man, keep it 100 for the people, man.
Hey, man, keep it 100 this week, man. I wrote it down, man. Trump, man, he's a saboteur, man. I've seen it now, man. Trump does not want to be president. Why? Because he keep doing shit to fuck it up. Like, he has some steam to him fuck it up. And it seems like he does it on purpose. Did you see him kick the baby out of the thing the other day? It's all right.
Yeah, and people were upset, but I'm like, that happens in church, too.
But look, the preacher don't never just, like, single you out and tell you to get the baby. They got the little ladies on the side that, you know, they come up and say, hey, you got to get out of here. Pastor about to turn it up. You got to go. They don't sit there like Trump was like, hey, somebody get that baby out of here. I mean, I laughed because I was like, God damn it. You didn't damn talk bad about the kid that was the Gold Star family, whatever they call them. Why are they called the Gold Star family?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, the lady. He talked bad about the Muslim lady. Then kicked out the kid. Trump, man, just look, man, just give up, man.
They said that when he was in a meeting, they were discussing some foreign policy, and he asked could he use a nuclear weapon like 3 times.
Yes.
Like, this dude is a savage, bro. He's a savage. Nobody go, hey, why can't we just nuke him? How is that part of your discussion for anything as a president? Like, he'd probably go ahead and push the button and then kill himself. He'd be like, good luck, y'all. I can't stand Trump, man.
This motherfucker, he like one of them niggas on Game of Thrones. He just wants to sit on the Iron Throne, man. He don't give a
for real. He don't give a shit. And then he gonna jump like Tommen, man. I'm telling you. If
he make finger. It. He motherfucking little finger.
Yo, somebody need to do that. Somebody in the nation compare the presidential election to Game of Thrones.
Yes,
because we've seen Game of Zones, and that's
somebody else executed better than us, so we can get mad when y'all do it better than I did.
And then complain about you getting on. Yes. You know, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna complain about this shit.
Like, man, you see this bullshit? Motherfucker gonna compare Trump to Game of Thrones, man. Like,
motherfucker that stole our shit. Now they own, man. Fuck them niggas.
Yeah, they own, man. Look at that shit. Remember, I called Trump Littlefinger first, man. You heard it here first, man.
Now, y'all develop that shit and don't give us no credit so we can be mad. If you're going to steal it, steal it the right way. I got to jump in on your winners and losers this week.
Go ahead, man.
I got to jump in first because the winner this week is Instagram and the loser is Snapchat.
How?
Because Instagram is now doing stories.
But look, is it going to be like Snapchat stories?
I don't know. I know that my Snapchat. Yeah, now that's true. You can get ratchet on there. I know that my Snapchat is dry though since Instagram came out.
Mm.
The other problem is that we're all losers because some of these motherfuckers that was on Instagram not doing stories are doing stories every fucking post now. So not even posting on their regular pages, just adding stories. This is a chick that I used to follow that this came out what, Tuesday? Mm-hmm. It's Thursday now. She has so many stories that all of those, the line across the top is just periods. So, you know, the more you put, they condense that space. So now this shit is just periods. I had to unfollow her, bro. Because the first, 30 messages was probably, I can't believe they still doing this. They got these messages now. Snapchat ain't got, I mean, dang, they just killed Snapchat. Oh my God, I'm still getting used to this Instagram stuff. Like, that was the first... I was like, nah, bro. So we all lose for that. But Instagram is the winner this week, man. Y'all series come up, man. Who you got for winners and losers, bro?
Oh, man. My winner this week was Ray Veloso for that picture she dropped at Carabana. Oh, my gosh. Like, listen, man. I actually put that picture in my Dropbox. Like, nigga, that shit was that real. So Ray Veloso, you're my winner this week.
The one with the top. The LeBron thing?
The one that, no, I sent it to you. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Sorry. I'm sending it to you right now. Sorry. Let me find it. Because I texted somebody up. Oh, there. I can't believe you didn't see that, man.
I missed some goodness then, I guess.
God, did you? Well, when I show you this one, man, you'll be like, Lord Jesus.
She already on that status. I feel like we got to be getting trolled. Like, is she even a real person?
I would buy a real doll that looked just like her. I would send real doll to her measurements. I'm like, yo, make this right here. Same smile and everything. I need that.
That shit is amazing. That's all I know, man. Ray Veloso, your parents are the winners this week.
Oh, you got a picture already?
It's loading right now. So we about to get a live reaction.
So if we ain't had a green bubble struggle, man, that shit would have been there.
Oh, my God. Yo, what the fuck? That's not even Photoshop?
No, nigga.
Sweet Jesus. What do you do with that?
Put my face in it. What?
God, yeah, that's one of those I just have to take the L. It's going to be a bad day.
Yeah, sit on my face, man. That's all I'm telling you. Sit on my face, man.
It's going to be a bad day. This is going to be one of those times you come up short, and I'll be like, oh, well, I still had a shot. Holy shit. She took this one down?
Yeah, she took it. She put it up, took it down, and it just so happened it was still on my thing when I went and sent y'all the link, and y'all was like, broken link. And I was just like, damn. And you know, then when I went back, it just so happened to still be on my little Instagram thing. So I snapshot it real quick. And then I went, you know me, I done went and edited the picture down and everything. You know me, I got.
Hey, well, you know, Jeremy's my winner this week for sharing the goodness.
Mm.
That's what I got, man. But so Ravy's your winner. Who's your loser?
Oh, man, my loser this week, man, my son. Why?
The son that you cursed out last week?
I didn't cuss him out. Stop it. All right. Hey, what are you talking about? That was just for the show. Sorry. Look, we went to the, you know, we was coming back from North Carolina. So we was like, hey, man, we're going through Spartanburg. Panthers having their little training camp. So we stopped at the little Panthers training camp. First off, this dude, this black man hustled us. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, park here for $10. So, you know, I paid $10 a park. Then I find out parking free. Nigga didn't dip and shit took my money. You know what I'm saying? Nigga played me, bro. So, you know, so that's one, I'm a loser. Two, then, you know, he get down there. He got his jersey and shit. You know, he wants to play. He wanted Cam Newton to sign his jersey. But, of course, I told him, I said, look, son, this practice. Quarterback, he get on the little golf cart and ride off after practice. What happened after practice? Quarterback gets on golf cart, rides out. But he did get him a couple autographs. But I was upset because he autographed his jersey. And he was just like, well, I can't wear this no more. Guess I got to get a new jersey. Motherfucker, that shit costs $100, nigga. Like, so I'm just like, damn, man. You know, so. But, yeah. So, he's my loser for not getting Cam Newton autograph. Yeah.
Hey, so, who autograph did he get?
He got Michael Orr. Is that his name? Yeah, Michael Orr, Shaq Thompson, Kurt Coleman, Trey Boston, some white lineman. Some other little number 32, number 8. I don't know these niggas. You know what I'm saying? He knew him. You know what I'm saying?
And they all signed his jersey.
Yeah, they all signed his jersey, man.
Sounds like he only got like 2 starters.
4 starters. He got Shaq. He got Orr, Shaq. Trey Boston, Kurt Coleman. Michael Orr. Yeah, he got about 4 starters. Now 5 in that lineman start.
It's not bad.
So, you know, like I said, he did all right, man.
What's the cutoff age for getting autographs from celebrities?
Oh, obviously, this dude walked up with a Ravens jersey. He looked like he was, you know, I don't know how old he was, but he was like, hey, Michael, can you sign a Ravens jersey? He said, I'm not signing a Ravens jersey. He's like, come on, man. He's like, no. He's like, so you're really not going to sign my jersey? He was like, no. Like, it was just so funny. I just bust out laughing. I said, Michael, I played your ass.
Like, my career's over there. Why would I sign that shit?
Yes.
Maybe,
but yo, it was like grown men out there trying to get shit signed. I was just like, man, y'all niggas, man, get out the way, let these kids get the autographs, man. Y'all out here with the football still in boxes and shit. And I'm just like, man, that shit don't even look right, man. Like, if I was a player, I'm not signing that bullshit.
Like, so it's got to be the setting that matters. So, number one, if you're getting an athlete signature, you're thinking that maybe you got something valuable, something you can add to the man cave or something like that. But it has to be in that setting. Like, if you out of the restaurant and you ask Cam Newton for his autograph, you a herb, right?
I send my kid to do it. I send my child to do it. Like, that's for the autographs that I really want, I send my kid to do it. I'd be like, yo, fuck it. At that time we seen Dominique Wilkins, I was just like, yo, man, that's Dominique Wilkins, man. Fuck that shit. I said, Project, go ask him for his autograph. Like, fuck it. You know, that's Dominique Wilkins. Like, I'm not going to do it. I'm a grown man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Is the autograph worth more than getting a picture with him?
I think, to me, it is. I like the autographs. Fuck getting a picture.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
But I don't like taking pictures.
Which is true. Now, I get that part of it, but if depending on the situation, I think I would take the picture. I don't know that I would do, like, what am I going to do with the autograph? What did you do with the Dominique autograph?
I just got in my little box, all my little stuff, man. Like, you know the box that every man has with all your little memories.
I don't have that box no more.
You don't have a box that? Sorry, you ain't got no box with some baseball cards in it, like the cards that you really liked. And
you're talking about somebody who's like, moved. In 12 years, I probably moved like 12 times. I threw most of this shit away.
I got like a trunk. I got like a little trunk that I had when I went off to college. And in that trunk, I got all my memory shit in it, nigga. So I got my towel from the Michael Jordan camp signed by Juwan Howard. Got my Rod Strickland autograph, a Michael Jordan autograph. I got, you know what I'm saying, my Jerry Stackhouse autograph, my Haywood Jeffries autograph, my goddamn, who, man, I got a whole bunch of autographs and shit, man. Fucking Dominique, who else?
What did Dominique sign?
He just signed like a little piece of paper, man. Whatever I had in my hand, like, I got a Buffy the Body autograph. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, what was the point of that?
She gave me a calendar and she autographed, you know what I'm saying, my calendar.
Okay, so it's awesome memorabilia. I get that part of it.
And look, and she was like, walk with me to my car so I can get you. Because I was about to get her to just sign my receipt. And she said, nah, I got something better. Come walk with me to my car. So I'm walking behind Buffy the Body to her car. And I was just like, woo! And so then we took a picture and my hand was kind of like on her butt. So, you know what I'm saying? It was real.
Did you get footage? Like, did you record the walk to the car?
Nigga, this was in like 2006.
Oh, when you were like 4 years old. You were like 5 years old and shit, so.
No, it had to be 2008. It had to be 2008. This was like 2008.
You could have recorded that shit.
No, my phone was, nigga, I had like a fucking, what phone I had in 2000?
You probably had, well, yeah, we were still rocking Nokias and shit.
Oh, I still had the Sidekick, man. I had the damn, yeah, there was no video phones back then.
Yeah,
there
was no video back then, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the video was real grainy in 2008, sorry. And I had a damn, a T-Mobile Sidekick, man.
Everybody had them motherfuckers.
Yeah, God, I had the little slider one. Not the big one, just the cheap nigga one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I guess we done covered the whole show. Like, is that it?
Yeah, man.
God damn, we once knocked again, this one out the park.
Hey, we did, man. Once again, this episode of Frocast was brought to you by Cal, Houston, Texas rapper. Got a project out on SoundCloud. Feels like home. Check it out. Listen to it. Like it. Comment, whatever. Tell your friends about it. You know what I'm saying?
Let us know what y'all think of the song, man. You know, post your comments below. Do we know, like, his social media stuff, or is that just going to be in the post?
The social media stuff is in the post. I'm see if I can look it up real quick. I think I got it on hand.
Make sure
we get his find him on IG at... His name is Cal, C-A-L underscore M-R-M-M. You can find him on the gram. I think that's the same thing with his Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Look him up, but you know, check out the SoundCloud. Like I said, the whole project's on there. Listen to it. You can listen to it on the Fro page. You know, it's there, whatever. Check it out. Let us know what you think. You know what I'm saying? He might become a friend of the family. That's all I'm saying. If he keeps making dope music, you know what I'm saying? He get on. Shit, we be like, yo, Cal, you remember we put you on, man? You remember that? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you know, I fuck with that song, man. That song is straight, man.
It's all right, likes it, man. It's all right to prove, man. So, you know.
If I get anything right, it's usually my taste in music. Everything else be fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed?
And much is for your bass, man. One of the greatest songs of all time.
Slap the shit out of you. Hey, man, you know what I noticed lately is I think that I'm just one of the social media people that get picked on. Like, regardless, no matter what the forum is, somebody finds a way to attack me on social media.
I don't know what it is, all right, man. I don't know why everybody like running up on you like that. The other day in GQ comments, when you nigga called you a dick rider, you were just like, see, that dick rider talk get you slumped. I said, oh, shit.
But see, okay, so, and that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. I wasn't saying I was going to knock him out. I'm saying that's usually where the conversation goes left. I wasn't going to fight. I don't know this nigga, but that's usually where the conversation goes bad. Because if somebody say you a dick rider, the next thing that's got to happen is fuck you and your mom or something like that. And now you're at a whole different level of conversation.
So hey, that shit was so funny to me, boy. I said, God damn, it's all right. Then we straight up, gee, this nigga done pulled a gun on a nigga and made the nigga buy the shoes. God damn, but that nigga's all right, a gangster.
Boy. I was like, this way it go bad. But you took it the same way he took it. Like, I was threatening him. I'm like, no, that's where the shit goes bad.
Hey, even you Blue, he was like, can't we all just get along, man? He was just like, God damn. He was just like.
I went to see. I think something about my social media voice makes people feel like I'm saying something I'm not saying. Like,
and that Roy rage, man, that's all it is. All right. Hey, look, I mean, I'm used to it. I know you the Incredible Hulk shit, and you know, you lifting 900 pounds, and you know, that WWE attitude, man. You just had it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how to, you know what I'm saying, stay on your good side, man. That's just, you know, that's what I just do, man. I tiptoe, man, you know. That's it.
Man, I don't get it, man. Every time I say something, that's how it go.
Damn, you say it aggressively. You probably just punch it hard on the keyboard.
Like, the letters look bigger when I said it.
Yeah, like, man. Just like, emphasis on certain words, man.
I use the Comic Sans, pissing people off. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to see how that happens. Because it happens on Twitter, it happens on Facebook, it happens on Instagram. Anytime I say something, it just goes all the wrong way. And I posted up, I'm in one of these little dumbass sneaker groups. And they was talking about post your kicks. So I posted up some kicks. And them niggas was laughing at me, old nigga in the group, because I didn't have on yoga pants.
Mm.
I was like, come on, bro. I'm getting slandered by 40 year olds. I don't know what it is, man. It's something about me, I guess. But give our shout outs, man, so we can get up out of here.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to the crew. First of all, shout out to the staff, man. It's all right. Be easy. GQ Blue, Dub, Blaskiat, Short T.
Short T.
Supreme Weave, who just did a review the other day.
That wasn't Jordan.
Seen it. Huh?
That wasn't Jordan. Did he review the other day?
No, it wasn't Jordan. It wasn't Blaskiat. It was what's his nigga name, man?
You know, I don't
fuck,
know.
Man, he just did the review. Shit.
You know, I don't know. What album was it?
It was the Khaled, I believe. We had a couple reviews this week. Oh, Davila. Shout out to Davila. Shout out to Davila who did the Gucci Khaled review.
Yeah, Gucci review is short T.
Okay, so yeah, so shout out to Davila, man. See, I'm gonna start learning all y'all motherfuckers' names, man. Shout out to the listeners, man. Not the listeners, but the family, man. Ruler myself, Dr. Abrasive, Ash Dash, Papa Dash, RT3, what's his name? Rick James, bitch. Who's that nigga that's a bitch? Oh, MJ Money 9S.
Hey, man, he apologized to y'all, man.
Nah, man, ain't no apology, man.
We did the apology episode last week. He don't get no shine.
Well, never that, man. He know what he did. He know what he did.
What do you think of that Khaled album, by the way?
The Khaled album? I ain't listened to it yet. It's on my computer.
Damn, I thought you'd been on that one.
Nah, man. You know me. I like to let stuff, you know, simmer down. But, hey, question.
Yeah.
It's all right. How does DJ Khaled get credit for songs? Like, that song for free says DJ Khaled featuring Drake.
I don't understand any of it. Like, because he always, not only is he able to get credit for songs, and he's probably getting writer credit, I guess, because I don't know how that works. But how is he getting so many people from other labels? Like, if you look at the features on this album had to cost like $4 billion.
Yeah, but he just, I don't understand. Then they got like, then it's like the song with I Got the Keys, DJ Khaled featuring Future and Jay-Z. And I'm just like, God damn, like Khaled don't say, like, I guess if you arrange, You hear a beat, like, Sol Right gives me a beat, and I'm like,
Yeah, like, if you setting it up, but you shouldn't be you featuring. It should be you producing. He's not even producing the cuts.
So yeah, I'm
confused by this shit.
He's making it happen. That's all. That's what he gets credit for, making it happen.
I don't understand. I mean, this dude, Nas, Jay-Z, Future, Drake, Big Sean, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. Tiller don't really matter. He's still new. Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown.
You said Bryson Tiller don't matter. Shout out. Hey, man, that was a shot at GQ Blue, man. That's Louisville's own Bryson Tiller. God damn, man.
If I'm naming Jay-Z, Nas, and Future, Bryson Tiller's not on that level yet. So he's not one that I'd mention as a heavy hitter feature. Rick Ross. Like, you got all these features, all these different labels.
DJ Khaled been on. Look. DJ Khaled used to be on Terror Squad. Then he was on Young Money. Now he was down with Jay-Z. He was on Maybach Music. Look, he's been around. Like, he'd had a chain on from, like, every crew. I mean, damn, now he got a Rockefeller chain. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just like...
So, what if they're giving him, like... So, are they doing these features pro bono?
Probably so, man. Khaled is the last DJ that can do that, man. Funkmaster Flex, DJ Clue. Khaled is the last one. No other DJ.
DJ K-Slay.
K-Slay don't... Man, K-Slay is the hood niggas DJ. He not getting a big boy. See, K-Slay didn't talk shit about all the famous niggas, yeah. So they ain't fucking with him like that, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They not gonna get him a feature. They gonna charge K-Slay, man. Cause you're like, oh, you know that shit you're talking greasy? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Khaled, man, he never said nothing negative about nobody, man. You know, that's just, he never burned no bridge. He said, can you walk on water? Only God can.
So if he's getting all these features and they're doing it for a cut rate, and then he's getting the money for the song, like, they helping him get paid. I can't be mad at that, bro.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at that, man. Make sure y'all check that out, though. I think I Got the Keys is dope. You'll probably like that. For Free is dope as fuck, too. I think you like that. Nas' song is terrible.
Everybody talking about something how dope that Nas song is.
I'm on the opposite end of that one. I deleted that. That's actually off my album.
Damn.
I deleted that. Holy Key. Oh, that's what I wanted to mention, too, before we wrap it up. Holy Key has got Big Sean, Who's Spittin', and K-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Am I alone in thinking that K-Dot is actually getting better, and it's kind of scary?
His delivery is amazing.
But you don't think his lyrics are getting any better?
Oh yeah, I mean, like I said, I said K-Dot is getting better. Like, I mean, he's bad. Like, J. Cole talking about retiring though, so K-Dot going, you know, he ain't got no competition no more, man.
I don't know that he really has competition right now.
Whoa, it's all right. You about to make this a 2-hour show. You better calm down.
Hey, I fucks with J. Cole. But something about Kendrick Lamar has people's ears.
Delivery.
And bars now. He's
yeah, but J. Cole got bars too. But niggas, hey, I be hating this J. Cole slander on. And Blaskiat, you motherfucker, you be the goddamn ringleader of that bullshit, man. Stop that shit.
They slandering J. Cole?
What? Blaskiat be like, if J. Cole, like he said something about if J. Cole would have made a song called Complexion, he would have been talking about all the different kind of ice cream. You know what I'm saying? He was like, if J. Cole would have, what is some song about it? You know, he was just doing like J. Cole, like a Kendrick album and how J. Cole would have did it. Yeah, man. Stop that Blaskiat, man.
You gotta stop that. J. Cole is dope, man. It's just, it's interesting because I listened to the part and like we said, his delivery is crazy. So when his delivery came on the song, I really perked up and paid attention. I said, okay, well, why would you get on a song with K-Dot if he's going to do it like that? So then I went back to listen to Big Sean's verse and Sean was spitting. But your delivery ain't touching Kendrick Lamar's. So even though you didn't get killed, you got killed. I was just like, this is crazy. If he keeps on this path, man, that dude's going to be a real monster. But make sure y'all check that out, man. Let me know what you think next week when you listen to that germ.
I will. Saw Right.
But we got everything covered, man. This has been episode 220 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saw Right, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast. And today, yesterday, and forever, we'll holler at y'all next time on the Frocast. Make sure y'all listen to that song by Cal. Let us know what you think. Feels Like Home. Download it today. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.